So we're going to talk about what the adrenal glands are, because most people don't know what they are or where they are. And then we're going to talk about some things you can do to get you started on the road to health and gaining it back, because your adrenals are core to your overall well-being. And so what are they? You'll be like, what are the adrenals? Every time I think of adrenals, I think of walnuts, because they're like this little gland, you know, endocrine gland that sits on top of your kidneys, and they're about the size of walnuts. And they have a huge, you know, a myriad of functions that they do. And I guess they're involved with any metabolic process that we have within our body. They are the stress handling glands, and I'm sure that none of you listening to this have any stress at all, so you don't even need to worry about it. They actually produce a variety of hormones that help you handle all types of stress, whether it's physical, emotional, mental. They are the little guys, and you know, that's what I like to call them. They deal with fight or flight, and they help you get ready for fight or flight and help you deal with challenges, whether they're internal or external, that you might deal with on a daily basis or chronically. You know, when you get stressed and you get that feeling in your body, or you get, you know, you're driving down the street and you almost hit another car. All these responses to stress, whether it's frustration from something small or something big, your adrenal glands are involved. You know, your waking in the morning has to deal with your adrenals, and even you going to bed at night has to do with it. So pretty much in how you feel, appetite, everything has to deal with these adrenals. They control your fluid balance, how much fluid you have or don't have in your body. They are very much tied in with your blood sugar, especially between meals. They act somewhat like a little fuel pump, and they're responsible for providing adequate amounts of blood sugar or fuel to meet your body's needs. And the need is determined by whatever stress activity level you're experiencing at the time. Blood sugar is very much tied in with adrenal function, whether it's, you know, strong adrenals or weak ones, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. They're very involved, the adrenals are very involved with the inflammation and anti-inflammatory response to injury or invasion to your body, and they're extremely tied into our immunity. I never knew that until I experienced adrenal problems myself. I really wasn't sure what was responsible for the immune system. I had no idea that the adrenals were key with dealing and having a very strong or weak immune system. The adrenals produce steroid hormones, which are the hormones that are for vitality, overall strength and health and energy and stamina. The steroid hormones provide a sense of well-being. You feel good, have, you know, happy emotions or calm emotions. They are the backup. The adrenals are the backup for your sex hormones and are so vital for everything from healthy pregnancy to a healthy menopause, potency, fertility, very much tied in with these adrenals. And they're also tied in with anti-aging hormones such as DHEA. And when your adrenals are functioning at healthy levels and proportions, they provide against all forms of disease. They help you, you know, they provide protection, I'm sorry, for all forms of disease. And so how well you live actually depends on a large degree on how well your adrenal glands are functioning. The adrenal glands, they produce a variety of hormones which are released directly into your bloodstream, and they are then carried to virtually all of the cells throughout your entire body. The adrenal medulla, which is the middle of the adrenal gland, makes the hormones epinephrine, or we also know it as adrenaline, and norepinephrine, which is also called noradrenaline. You know, you can exchange those words. These are the fight or flight response hormones, and they are part of the sympathetic nervous system. So you don't need to know that specifically, but just know adrenaline and its counterbalance, noradrenaline, are coming from your adrenals. The adrenal cortex, which is the outside part of the adrenal, is responsible for hormones like DHEA, pregnenolone, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, which is tied with your blood sugar, glucocorticoids, aldosterone, and mineral corticoids. That's all. Just remember it is they deal with hormones and they deal with fight or flight response and blood sugar. All these things are hormones. So in other words, hormones from the adrenal cortex repair tissues. They rebuild your body, your sex hormones, anti-aging. People go through severe stress. They look like they get older. Or if you've ever met anybody who has had a surgery, and then when they come out, they look like they've gained 15 years. well, that is severe stress on the body, and that comes from, you know, the adrenals going, help, I can't keep up, and then we look older from that stress. They're, like I said, they're very tied in with blood sugar balancing. They're working with your anti-inflammation responses, immune response, and they regulate sodium and potassium within the body, which is like if you're bloated all the time, that could be part of this. So, you know, I've never dealt with bloat myself. I only look like the Pillsbury Dough Girl, probably holding at least 20 pounds of water when I was at the peak of my, I guess you would call it, I don't like to say illness because I don't really like to use that word, but when my adrenals were at their weakest, I looked very puffy, very, very puffy, probably had at least 20 pounds of water on me.